He was in charge of town hall. He got up there and said, we got to help. It's true, and I believe one time they were sitting up here in the chair and now they are low. Now we are up. And we should do something. We should help. And a lot of people volunteered, men, to pass their head around up in the alley like that. In 20 minutes, well, we had two waste baskets, and one was nothing but check, and the other was nothing but bill. And just a handful of silver, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
My mind, those people just want to really help. So when the meeting was over, then they stand us right in the edge of the platform. Oh, people shake hands to the end and said, we're going to help you. We're going to help you. And we're going to do the short there. By the time everything was over there, to count the money, we made about $1,600 there.
Wow.
Yeah, 16, I just
imagine.
Oh, boy. Then, that's what we made in there for our expansion and everything. And then, of course, we went to Jewish town, everywhere we went, we would donate money. They really helped us. Then, by the time when we had to go to Washington, and we spent up there, well, 2 days, I think, 2 days, again, appealing to the French, you know, and all that. And that's the time when, who was this man? He was a commissioner, I think. A commissioner and, no. Oh no, and this was Burton, Senator Burton, his picture.
Mm-hmm.
With the Indian's picture, you know, that he got all his hair way up there. And Burton would try to scalp, you know, got big, big, big picture. They just drew some artists, you know, at the Kiwanis Club, didn't you see, we had me there. And people would look there, and we look at it, and a lot of kick out of the Indians is ready, just ready, right close to be scalped. And we scalped Burton.
I wish we'd get a copy of that.
Yeah, no.
Was that in a newspaper? Or was it just...
No, the issue's in the morning, in the meeting, in the dinner, I mean. Mm-hmm. I got a big picture of that.
You have that picture?
I got a big picture, but not with it. I don't know what I have with that picture, with it's scalping or not.
That would be really nice.
But I had the, well, we can draw a picture head, but yeah, I got, next time you come, I'll have it ready.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of things that I don't have time to look over there,
mm-hmm,
pertaining to the land. Yeah, I got two big picture about that long. That was taken there at that meeting in Washington. And we were sitting in front like that, all the delegates, that's all I mean. So we, after that, 2 days, then we had the hearing. All them big shots. Big men, you know, senators and congressmen, they had the hearing at the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
1 whole week. I think in 3 or 4 days, no, yeah, 4 days, we knocked Burton down to win the...
Now, we can read copies of the congressional records to find out exactly what was said, but it would be more interesting for the book, if you can tell us some of your arguments and some of the arguments against you.
Yes. Yeah. Be good. I got some of the congressional records. I've been going over that. I think I have some of it. But if you get that from way back in 23, they have a record.
Mm-hmm.
See, we go over that. I got some of it here.
Well, can you tell us now, in your own words, some of the arguments?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I remember. Now, the first time when we stepped in there, there was a lady named by Miss True. She was one of the ladies that perhaps he was in, I guess, the Indian.
She was.
She was, yeah.
Was she?
She's just an ordinary lady that tried to back in a lot of things about this Indian, you know.
Was she from New Mexico?
She's from New Mexico. She was hanging around here, yeah. And she's a nice lady in a way, but we didn't know that what she was doing until we got up there.
Mm-hmm.
And this man from Senator said, "Look, that old lady, we've been having trouble with that lady. I guess he's going to talk here too." Well, the argument, most of the argument came on this land, you know, how the Indians were treated, how the Indians were losing their land and this and that, and then the Burson Bill was against the Indian, that they're trying to give right to the non-Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we didn't testify, Carl is the one that then testifying, and Francis Wilson, our attorney. Boy, that man.
Now, was Safford your attorney too?
No, he's not.
Okay.
No, he's not. Just Francis Wilson was hired by the Indian Defense Association.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that spoke for the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And he went all over from Taos to Zuni. They had a big mat there, brought it out about 8 feet long. And going here and there, this and that, where the land, where the settlers and all that. Yeah, a lot of things that can remember from many years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if I go into these papers, you know, I could
mm-hmm.
remember.
Now, did you talk at the hearing?
No. We didn't talk.
Just Wilson and Collier.
And Collier and Pablo Baker.
Pablo
talked. Yeah, he talked, yeah. Yeah, he talked. He's about the only one to talk for the other delegate. When this one was over, then we came home. Then Mr. Collier said, "I'm going with you people to New Mexico. Have company with you." So we came home in the same train, you know. By the time we got to Chicago, Mr. Collier got a telegram. You ought to see that man look like a crazy man walking back, and we didn't know why. And we were just having a little meeting, like, you know, call it in there. "Frank," he said, "I'm sorry, I can't make it to New Mexico. There's another bill. A call Landrut bill." Senator Landrut was the chairman at the time on this Burson bill hearing.
Mm-hmm.
There was Senator Jones in there, Senator Burson, and Senator Hatch, and
Hatch.
Uh-huh. From Albuquerque, and Senator Cardin, yeah, he was a senator and the representative. They were there. So he told us that it's the same bill, but they just make a little change in order to make believe that the Senator Landrut was to eliminate all these troubles, and then the Indians agree, and Kali and everybody, and telling the language, of course, he didn't understand. They just make him, I guess, sign or something like that. And Francie Wilson went along with it. See how he just a double cross, I guess.
And Wilson went along with
him? Yeah, with the language bill. And then there, well, Kali said he's going back. So he went back. He didn't come to New Mexico. When we came here, oh, you ought to see the newspaper. Another bill came up. And at the time, I don't know what happened with the Southwestern Association, Indian Defense Association, was still with the Indians. So, in 1 year, next year, we had to go. I was elected that time to go to Washington. We took from San Alfonso, Juan Gonzalez, and two boys. The governor now, he's the one young that time.
Mm.
And another young man, he died already. They were giving the eagle dance over there. We've done the same thing as what we've done before.
Mm-hmm.
But we knocked that bill in 3 days.
The Landis bill?
The Landis bill. And yeah, I had a copy of that. That was after the Burton bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the home Burton and K-Wheel. This is the remark. This is the one that I've been copying right here on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you, instead of having my copy, why take that and copy it?
Okay.
See, because it's really important, that's what happened.
Okay.
And that tells you all, everything, what, there's one place that I don't see. And I'm trying to do. Landing institution.
The solution of the Pueblo land problem should include A. Recognition of the admittedly valid white titles, B. Immediate expulsion of recent squatters holding under admittedly bad titles, and C. a commission to investigate the doubtful titles with power to work out and recommend to Congress an equitable arrangement by which the Indians shall give up such lands as they do not need, thereby avoiding hardships to the white settlers and recapturing from the white claimants the land which the Indians need for their communal life, and providing compensation to the Indians or settlers, as the case may be, where either has given up land now claimed or possessed.
Mm. See, that's what pertains to that landlord bill.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to pass a law that to give the white people a right. Well, there's a lot of interesting that you're going to find in there.
Mm-hmm.
This is mostly about Mr. Stanley M. Edwards. He's one of the chairman of the Federation Women's Club.
Now, is this that I just read part of the Landrup bill?
Mm-hmm.
This came right out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all came up from the Landrup bill.
Now, it's from this that the Pueblo Lands Board was created?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, this bill did not pass. You defeated that in 3 days.
We defeated that just right after the birthing bill.
Right.
It came out this night, we defeated that too.
Now, how exactly did the lands board, how was it created?
Well, it created here on what we had made a protest against the settlers by the All Public Council, and to Mr. Collier, we have talked it over, and all this has been brought it out on the, how do you call that? Yeah, Kurt Wheeler. Wheeler and Howard Bill.
Wheeler Howard Act, yeah.
And that's where it came out. See, the Congress has created that bill, and then from there, that thing is created. That's the time when they investigate the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this was in 26 or 27.
Yeah, 26.
That's the time they. This thing has been going all over the country, see, and that's how they create their land board and bill.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to be, to give satisfaction to the Indians and to the non-Indians, that's the time they create the land board. They have made a study, these same senators that were down here, they had a meeting in Taos, and that's where they talked this thing over.
Mm-hmm.
And all of things, Carly has been advising me what's going on, you know. He's been telling me this, what happened over there, and what you should do. I got letters from him, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a bill, kind of a settlement about both. Now, here's the thing. When this bill was created, all the senators on both sides, they agreed. Then they gave the settlers a right to hire their lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we Indians were hired by the Southwestern Indians, I mean the American Indian Defense Association and the Federation Women's Club.
Well, now, did you keep Wilson anymore for your lawyer after this?
Oh yeah, I think
he thought he double crossed.
Well, I think he was just trying to double cross the other side. That's what I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I had talked with him after that, his family and all that. But you know how lawyers are. They ask the money. They don't care for you.
Right.
Yeah. We keep him. But after that, when this thing's over, there's no more Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
No more. What you call no more hegemony, no more Burton, I mean Senator, I don't know, Commissioner Burke, no more Scattergood, no more those bureau. At that time, you see, they were taking off.
Was there a Robert Walker?
I think he landed in the penitentiary.
He did.
They found a lot of horses again.
Can you tell us something about Robert Walker?
Well, I just know very little. You know that he was some mistreating the United States soldiers about the arm and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, he went into the Bureau of Indian Affairs and treat the Indians and a lot of force that they find
mm-hmm.
against him. And maybe that's where he lost out. And he was. Sector B4 was with Burson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were working together.
Mm-hmm.
And Hageman, most of the viewers at that time. But those, they've been washed out.
Yeah.
I think it's tough here. They made money, I guess, in the Navajo country on this oil.
Hageman did.
And Paul was. Because he was Secretary of Interior, you know.
Before
he was Secretary of Interior. And he is the one that was working with these people, you know.
Well, did they put Hageman in prison too?
No, in prison. But just last month we were talking over with Charlie Mickey. He was telling me, did you remember they hanged Hageman over here in the tree? This is a dummy.
A dummy.
A dummy, yeah. They went and meet in Lady, and they brought it from over there, and they hang him up there.
Now, who did that? The Indians?
No, this is one, no, the Santa Fe people.
Ah.
Politician people. What was this man's name? I couldn't recall his name. And that man just died in about 2-3 days when he done this. They have big procession this day. I didn't see it, but they told me. But I saw that man hanging up there. But I don't know which one is true. A lot of people say that it was John Collier. And later on I learned it was Hagerman.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Southwestern Association and then this other man. He was the sponsor, but the Southwestern Association was sponsored because the way they were treating the Navajos, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got that story too of Hagerman. I'll have it ready by next time, man.
Okay.
So it tells you in there. Well, everything that what happened up there, John Carter has sent me the copy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like this too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, have you heard of a General Hugh Scott?
Hugh Scott.
Do you know what the Board of Indian Commissioners were?
Mm-mm. At that time?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, these were a group of investigators from Washington, D.C. that were working, I suppose, for Congress and trying to figure out some of these land problems, and Hugh Scott was in charge of them.
I heard about it, but I don't remember.
It was actually kind of a forerunner to the land board.
Yeah, I know. Where the people that I remember was, they were working for the federal, was just Ranahan, yeah. And then the other one was Connor Pritchard.
Connor Pritchard,
they call him. Those two that I remember. But Connor Pritchard was used.
And what were these two gentlemen doing?
Well, they were lawyers for this.
They weren't gentlemen.
They're just like these, like priests, like I told you. Well, there's more money, well, that's what they mean. I knew all those people. Charlie Catron, he's another big lawyer in town.
Well, now, what did they have to do with the Indian land claim?
Well, they're trying to defend the settlers.
The settlers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, when we testify from here, every Pueblo testified the case. And I was witness for the Suki and my uncle, Sanovia and Isabel, they were three witnesses. And we used to sit together and I was telling them. The time when we were elected,